CNN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CNN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. I'm Big Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Mr. Stephen Lindman, and we're going to be talking about his book, How Wall Street Fleeces America. And, of course, the book really lays out a very tragic story of things that are happening in America, as certainly the banking system actually takes advantage of so many of our people that we wage wars of aggression in other nations throughout the world. And I have the picture that he paints of what's gone on in Iraq and Afghanistan is devastating. But unfortunately, it's really very, very true. We don't like to think about the fact that we've gone over and we've killed millions of people in those countries, and we've taken a first world nation like Iraq, which had a functioning society. We destroyed its entire infrastructure. We destroyed its economy. They have occasional electricity. They have poor sanitation, irregular availability of water. How could you have done such a poor job unintentionally? Of course, it's my contention. They knew exactly what they were doing, just as we've destroyed the economy of Rhodesia, and they converted it from a first world nation to a third world nation. And, of course, Mr. Lindman's very critical of Alan Greenspan, and I think with very, very good reason. But, of course, he doesn't simply paint the picture of what's wrong. He has a solution, and I think that's the strength of the book, and I'm going to let him tell you about what he believes is the solution. It's a solution which only a few people are talking about, but I think we're going to have to face it. And, of course, the big problem is the banking system that allows a small number of people to exploit the masses. I personally believe the banks that control the Federal Reserve System are at the very root of much of what's going on. We certainly, Mr. Lindman, doesn't get into the force behind the banks and who really controls them. But thank you, Stephen. Thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Your book is a fascinating read.
Well, Stan, thank you so much. I really appreciate coming on. If I could add one other comment, there's no question that the power of money is the supreme power. And you mentioned what this country did to Iraq. We've done the same thing to Afghanistan, even though Afghanistan was ravaged years before the 2001 U.S. war began, post 9/11, just a month after 9/11. But money gets involved in all of these things. It's very much involved in all U.S. wars. It's involved in the Libya war. That's another one that absolutely obsesses me. I not only write about the economy and the banking system and what's wrong with it and what we need to do to fix it, but I address many other topics as well. I've literally, since last winter, written maybe somewhere on the order of 60 articles on Libya alone. I've got another one I wrote this morning before you and I came on air, and I'll get it out tomorrow. It's on America's 40-year long-standing policy to kill Gaddafi. And there's still a faint hope, if you can believe it, that he may not be dead. That's a completely different topic. We don't want to get off of that one. We could spend the whole program on it.
Possible.
But I've said a couple of times in articles, if he's alive, I hope he will have the last word by going on. He goes on Arai TV in Syria, and he records a statement that could run a short period or maybe a little bit longer. He's done it in the past. And if he's alive, he just might do it again, and they would air it. But his comments would be critical, whether he talks about October 20 or not. But again, that's another issue. Let's talk about banking.
Why don't you get into what's wrong with the banking system? After all, look at the great prosperity it's given to America, being able to just create all this money, this tremendous prosperity. But unfortunately, when you create all this prosperity, it's built upon absolutely nothing, and eventually, in America, as in every previous nation that's tried it, the day of reckoning will come. The day of reckoning has come, and we've reached the end of the road. You can't create any more money, and right now they've destroyed the value of our money. 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is borrowed, and we're taking in $2.2 trillion a year. We're spending $3.5 trillion a year, and there's just no way out of the situation we're in, except Mr. Lindman has a fascinating suggestion. I think it's very valid, but you pick up the story.
Well, there certainly is a way out of it, Stan, and you ask what's wrong with banking in America. What's wrong with banking is it's in private hands, not public hands, and that violates the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. And that says only the Congress has the right to coin money, the term used in those days. What that says is only the public has the right to control the nation's money. But bankers control it. They have for nearly a century after the Federal Reserve Act passed in December, 2 days before Christmas in 1913. So we're just about 1 year shy of when that passed. And if anyone read the Federal Reserve Act, even a lawyer probably wouldn't understand what it meant. It's written obscurely. The language is clever the way they write all these laws, so that lay people like me and people listening to this program, we could read the things and understand some parts. Well, I imagine a good bit of the laws that they write, but the key stuff, where they really want to co-opt the system for themselves to profit at our expense, that's when they put it in language that's very obscure and we don't know. So I think in the Act they talked about the fact that the government, like the Constitution says, will continue to coin money, but the only money that the government coins are pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. And that doesn't amount to a hill of beans, as they say. The money that really counts is the credit for the debt that's created by bankers through loans. And debt can be a very good thing if it's used responsibly. But for the last three or four decades in America, the bankers really took over supreme power with the help of the Reagan administration. That's when it really began, mostly. But it began,
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Stephen Lind.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Ms. Lemon, you go right ahead. You were saying that during the Reagan administration, why, of course, we began to develop this tremendous, tremendous deficit. I mean, everybody's forgotten that Ronald Reagan spoke against federal deficits, yet he gave us the largest deficits we've ever had. He spoke against federal spending, but he spent more money than any president ever had before. He talked against taxes and even came in and cut federal taxes, but later on he gave us the largest tax increase that America has ever seen. All of these things, you say one thing, you do the opposite, and everybody, many people believe what you're saying, and they forget what you do. But go right ahead.
Oh, indeed. So I began explaining that the country became more in the firm grip of bankers. It really began before Reagan, Stan. It began the financialization of America really back in the 1960s, let's say the later 1960s, when industrial America began to be shipped overseas to low-wage countries. So everybody knows about China. But the jobs go to Bangladesh, they go to Vietnam, they go to Haiti, to Jordan, they go to all these low-wage countries. So industrial America is being lost. A good bit of it has already been lost, along with it union representation in the mid-1950s or so. About 35% of working people in America were organized into unions that had a lot more meaning then than today. And private sector workers today, about 7% of them are organized. And there's an all-out war against public sector workers. We saw it last winter in Wisconsin when the governor literally wants to break the unions. And unfortunately, the union bosses are so corrupt. I don't know if they all are, but I think that the majority of them are. Certainly the issues involved in Wisconsin were, where the union bosses sell out to the political and the corporate interests, and the workers are left high and dry, losing benefits, wages are stagnating or being cut. And this all serves the interests of bankers who really want everything directed to them. They profit from everything that goes on in the country, whether it's corporate business to one degree or another. Big corporations float bonds. They don't really need to borrow from banks, but they have stock offerings, and they have mergers and acquisitions. They do lots of things where they need the big Wall Street firms. And that's where they make an awful lot of money, although most of their money is made speculating, creating derivatives that turn out to be toxic, that wrecking countries like Greece. Goldman Sachs literally destroyed the country of Greece. It's hard to believe, but somehow they manipulated Greece into financial dealings that got Greece into the trouble it's in today. And there was a big deal announcement about a bailout of Greece, over 100 billion euros or so. But there's no way to, Greece has a debt problem. They are literally drowning in debt. And there's no way to get rid of a debt problem by taking on more debt. And that's what Greece has been doing incrementally with successive bailout packages. And it's the same thing with other troubled countries, sovereign countries, that get in trouble with these bankers. So Greece is an occupied country. It's banker-occupied. The same is true for other countries, and unfortunately, the same is true for America. America is banker-occupied territory. They're headquartered on Wall Street, and we need to change this system, Stan. I don't know how we'll manage to industrialize America again to bring back decent-paying jobs, decent benefits, how to get rid of this monster we call the private banking system. We have 49 states in the country, Stan, that are in trouble, including my own state of Illinois, that I believe, last time I checked, as a ratio of the state's debt problem to the population of the state and the assets of the state, Illinois is the most troubled state in the country, even worse off than California. And I found that astonishing, and I hope what I saw was true. Well, I hope it isn't true, but just seeing it and reading it, I was absolutely flabbergasted. I know California's in big trouble, but look at Michigan, where a city like Detroit is literally a ghost town, where the official unemployment rate is over 50%. And if that's the official rate, you can bet the real rate is a lot higher than that. So Detroit is a destroyed city. It was once the industrial hub of America. It was the symbol of America's industrial might. And that symbol is now a ghost town. I lived and worked in Pittsburgh, Stan, back in the 1960s. I worked as a marketing analyst for J&L Steel. Well, J&L Steel doesn't exist anymore. Oh, I think it's been merged up several times. I don't know who owns what used to be J&L Steel, but Pittsburgh was the other industrialized symbolic might of America. That doesn't exist anymore, so everything is transformed, and it really has been a combination of deindustrialization combined with financialization. Well, industrialized America produced things, created good jobs, created opportunities for people coming out of school, even coming out of high school. If they had any kind of skills, they could get a decent job. I mean, even people unskilled could get a job in a steel mill, could get a job in Detroit. Those jobs are gone now. They don't exist. So what do these people do? Go to work for Walmart or go to work for McDonald's? With unemployment, literally over 20%. Close to 23%, and it's going to rise. So many people have no jobs at all. This is what financialization has done to this country. No, the solution is get it back in public hands. That's all possible.
People who want a globalization, they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously sending our jobs overseas because they want to raise the living standards throughout the rest of the world and lower the living standards here. They have a different set of objectives. They have no loyalty to this country. They want to alter the structure of the world, and they are intentionally sending our jobs overseas, taking down our tariffs, and they intend to lower the living standards here to bring a situation in America or where we will have poor people here, and they will raise the living standards, and they've done this. They've raised living standards throughout the rest of the world. They've lowered living standards here, and we are all going to live in poverty. That's
well,
what
that's
it's
exactly
really about.
Right,
it's not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And we're rewarding the companies that do that by allowing them to make large profits because, of course, they're allowed to bring their products into this country without tariffs, whereas they allow the countries of the rest of the world to discriminate against our products by one means or another. We have a group of people who control this country who have a different worldview because their loyalty is not to America, but to a globalist dream. But you go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. When we think of giant corporations, it doesn't matter where they're domiciled. They can be headquartered here. They can be headquartered any place in the world because they operate transnationally. They have operations in dozens of countries. And if it suits them, they can just, if they were once based here, they can simply pack up and go someplace else. They can even have a sort of a ghost location, a tax-free haven, where they profit on tax at all, although they can manipulate the tax code here, so that even though officially there's a 35% top rate, companies like General Electric, in years that they make billions of dollars of profit, they can end up not only paying no taxes, but get billions of dollars in rebates. Now, how you game the system to come out that way, I don't know. But I don't recommend anyone listening to this program try to come up with a scheme that works like General Electric's. And their scheme is nothing compared to the Goldman Sachs people and the J.P. Morgans and the Bank of America, where they literally can be drowning in debt and they're insolvent. But it doesn't make any difference. I can just see them, Stan, when they get together in their private clubs or their board meetings or with their fellow banker friends at other companies. It's a big cartel. That's what it is. The big boys are a big cartel. The Federal Reserve is part of the cartel. There's nothing federal about it. There never was anything federal about it. I mean, this is owned, operated by Wall Street. And I mean, it's a big scam. That's what it is. And it literally has raped the country for a century. Inflation-wise alone, this country, Stan, back in colonial America, when the colonies, beginning with Pennsylvania, decided they wanted out from under the Bank of England, back before America became America, and the colonies, on their own, created a currency called scrip. And they literally had 25 years, a full generation of economic prosperity, growth, inflation-free, with no taxes. And then when the Bank of England got their claws on them again, and that was the real reason for the American Revolution, prosperity ended, poverty grew, the Bank of England prospered, and the American colonies suffered as a result. When Lincoln would not pay tribute to the bankers during the Civil War and got Congress to pass the Greenback Law. And this country produced greenbacks. He financed the Civil War. I don't know if it was interest-free. It could have been interest-free. At most, it was low interest. But if the government produces its own money, it doesn't have to charge itself any interest on it. So why does the government pay interest to bankers on its own money?
Well, it is done so obtusely. Most people don't understand banking. They do not understand there's a small group of people who work together in concert planning on how to establish a worldwide feudalistic system. I think you used that quotation from Professor Quigley in your book. From page 324 of Tragedy and Hope, about how the central banks hold secret meetings where they work to determine how they will set up this feudalistic system. Until people understand there are forces working behind the scenes, of course, and they work in concert, and they basically have a different world agenda because they have a different goal. They have no loyalty to America. The goal is to a globalist dream. Well, basically, of course, the one hope that you have, and I really believe it's very, very important, is the idea of establishing state banks, as North Dakota does. And this is something nobody talks about. Ellen Brown has written about this. I think that you're the only person, other person I've seen who's written about this in any detail. But when the states can have their own banks and can supervise the banks in their state, where, of course, they're not certainly controlled out of Washington, D.C., by this cabal, and it is a cabal, when the bank is answerable to the people rather than to this internationalist cabal whose loyalty is to bring about prosperity in other countries, why, of course, nothing is going to change. Tell us about the whole idea of state banks and what's happened in North Dakota and why this should be an example for all banking in America.
By the way, Ellen Brown is a good friend of mine, and she does extraordinary work, some of the best writing on financial issues I know. And she's written so much on North Dakota. I quoted her a number of times in my book. And there's no question, North Dakota is a success story. Beginning in 1919, it established a state-owned bank that works with small North Dakota-based private banks, and they work cooperatively together. North Dakota has prospered as a result of this. And in 2008, at the height of the economic crisis, North Dakota had the largest surplus in the state's history. Every other state in the country was troubled. Every other state. None of them. Some less, some more troubled. But they all were troubled. So they had to raise taxes. They had to lay people off.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back. And when we get back, if anybody has a question, our number is 877-254-7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. And while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, here our guest again this morning is Stephen Lindman. We're talking about his book, How Wall Street Fleeces America. And Stephen, how can people get to your blog? How can people get your book? And once again, if you're on the listening audience, you have a question, the number is 877-254-7524. How can people get to your blog and website?
Well, very simple, Stan. I set up my blog, as a matter of fact, really only for myself. I wanted to keep all my articles in one place chronologically, and somehow I managed to write them daily. Oftentimes, I write two in one day. I put out two this morning. Before you and I came on air, I drafted a new article, and before the day is over, I may do another one. My blog can easily be accessed by just Googling my name, L-E-N-D-M-A-N, which is how I access it, and you come right to it. You'll find all my articles. You'll find my book called How Wall Street Fleeces America, Privatized Banking, Government Collusion, and Class War. And I have my own radio program, and this morning, Standard Dovetails with yours. I go on air at 10 a.m. Chicago time on a completely different topic, and I will segue smoothly and not miss a beat. But anybody can find information about me, including a bio, on the blog site, and I put my email address on the bottom of every article because I really enjoy feedback, and I answer everyone.
All right. They could purchase the book through your website.
Well, it's a blog, not a website.
All right.
And again, it was my repository to include all my articles. If somebody goes there, they will. If they want to read them all, they will be occupied for a very, very long time. I guarantee them on that. But they'll find new articles up there virtually daily. And as long as I stay healthy, I guess you're a feisty octogenarian, and I'm a feisty septuagenarian. Still in good health, Stan. I hope we both stay in good health for a good long time so we can keep at this, because in my lifetime, and I imagine you share my views, I have never seen a situation that worries me as much as what's going on now. The corruption of political Washington with the major corporate interests, and especially the Wall Street interests, and this rage to attack another country and have another war. I mean, this country literally cannot wait to start another war against someone. And if there are no enemies, which there are not, there hasn't been one since the Japanese surrendered in 1945, well, this country just goes out and invents them. Why? Well, aside for imperial dominance, it's so damn profitable, Stan. Everybody gets in on the honeypot profits when they wage wars. So that's why they want to fight so many.
Well, it looks like the next one's going to be in Syria. These are all contrived. They've all been contrived, ladies and gentlemen. They've all been contrived. In fact, we just learned yesterday that the triggering devices for the IEDs, these electronic devices that have wreaked such havoc on our people over in Iraq and in Afghanistan, these roadside explosive devices. Why, of course, did you ever wonder how in a country that doesn't even have electricity, they can build these intricate the explosive devices? Well, they weren't built over there. They were built in Minnesota. And, of course, they were shipped and transshipped. All the explosive devices and the triggering devices, radio-triggered devices that have killed and maimed so many of our soldiers, built right here in America by American corporations. And without that, of course, and don't tell me the federal government didn't know who was building the triggering devices for the explosives that were killing our men over there. But in fact, you can find it on the internet right now, but totally suppressed by the mass media. After all, we wouldn't want people to understand we were building the weapons for our enemies, are the best enemies money could buy. And how many American boys died from IEDs, and how many lost their arms and their legs were blinded by the IEDs that were actually built right here in the United States. President CEO, same old stories you heard me say over and over again. We create the best enemies money can buy. Well, Stephen, let's talk a little bit more about the state banks, because I think what has happened in North Dakota is really shows how effective state banking is. And here, of course, the bank is answerable to the people. There are no profits to be made for the international banking cartel. That, of course, is so intent upon bringing about this world government. The profits, then, are kept in the state. They can be used to lower the taxes. They can be used to provide the services, which are the function of the state government. But, of course, we have a federal government. There's just no way they can continue putting out money at the rate that they are now with a federal debt. And now there's well over $14.5 trillion, and certainly with no end of this in sight, and nobody in Washington, D.C., other than Ron Paul, wants, of course, to limit federal spending. They all talk about, oh, yes, you know, how we're going to come up with a new tax system. We'll have a flat tax. We'll have a value-added tax. But who is talking about massive cutting in spending? Well, Perry came up with some sort of a plan, but he doesn't tell you what he's going to cut. I notice that you seem to be a Ron Paul supporter.
You're asking me if I'm a Ron Paul supporter?
Well, from reading your book, you quote him in a number of instances.
Well, I support two things that Ron Paul stands for, but I'm afraid only two. Other than that, I'm not a Ron Paul supporter. I absolutely support his stance on the Federal Reserve. He has tried several times to introduce a bill in the House to abolish the Federal Reserve. Nobody even co-sponsored it with him, and in the last few years at least, he has not introduced the bill. He also wants these imperial wars ended. So those are two marvelous, marvelous issues. I mean, it's almost worth supporting the guy just based on that. If it was possible that he could actually accomplish that, I mean, those would be, I mean, both of them would just be Herculean achievements to be able to do that. But Stan, I think if you can't succeed through the front door, then maybe the way to do it is through the back door, and that gets to the issue of state banks. North Dakota stands out as a shining example of how well this thing works. In the worst possible year, they had the best year in their history. I think what's needed, Stan, is a breakthrough with a major state. The California legislature, about a dozen or 14 states have introduced bills to study the possibility of a state bank. I don't know what there is to study. Why don't they just introduce a bill to establish it? But they kick the can down the road, and then they give themselves something like a two-year time frame to study it. Well, the California legislature, California would be the perfect state to have the next state bank established in. The legislature passed a bill to study the feasibility of a state bank. It got to Governor Jerry Brown. He refused to sign it.
Well, Jerry Brown's obviously in the pocket of the bankers. Our telephone number is 877-254-7544.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I've been back here. Our guest this morning, his book, How Wall Street Fleeces America. And basically, there is certainly a group of very powerful people who work in concert. They work through our banks, but they also work through many of our corporations. I call them globalists. They are dedicated to the dream of transforming the world and bringing about, in my estimation, a one-world government. That is exactly what they want. They have stated this. In fact, it was so funny. About 2 weeks ago, I, Leslie Stahl, in 60 Minutes, interviewed the president of General Electric. And he was talking about how, you know, General Electric was doing very well with its overseas investments, and he commented he was a globalist. And having said he was a globalist, and a globalist means the person whose loyalty is to this idea of a world government, Leslie Stahl kept insisting he was an American, and he really should be concerned because his corporation was doing most of its work overseas and make most of its profit overseas. Well, he had already said he was a globalist. He was the man that Barack Obama picked as the jobs are to see how we got to get more jobs in America. He's not making more jobs in America for Americans. He's making jobs in other countries. He shut down all the light bulb manufacturing facilities here and moved them all to communist China recently because there's more profit to be made there. But also because he is part of this movement to raise living standards in other countries and lower the living standards here. And until people understand that there really are people who have no loyalty to America, and they're some of the most wealthy and powerful people in the United States today, and the fact that Leslie Stahl would contradict this man who said he was a globalist, oh, no, you're an American, and no, they're not Americans. Their loyalty is not to America. Though many of the wealthy people's loyalty is elsewhere. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But I think that the idea of a state bank, and people really should start thinking about this. We need a banking system. You can't get by in a civilized society without one. But it has to be one that is dedicated not to making obscene profits, or working in concert with other banks to destroy the economic stability of our nation. That's exactly what they're doing. It has to be with providing banking services to the people in that state. And certainly, the story of North Dakota is a tremendous success, isn't it, Stephen?
Oh, it's a great success. It really, North Dakota is a model for how the country should be run. And there's a bill in my own state of Illinois, Stan. There's another bill in New York. Imagine Illinois, New York, California. I don't know what the California situation is now, that Brown, Governor Brown, wouldn't sign the bill. The legislature could override him. I've heard nothing about that. By the way, Ellen Brown is the head of the Public Banking Institute. Anyone can Google Public Banking Institute and find the website and follow the latest information on what's happening around the country with regard to state banks. And that's Ellen's big issue, and I support her 100% on it. And we talk about it often. Ellen comes on my program. This to me, seems to be the way to go, because unless we dynamite Congress and get a brand new one, I don't think the Congress is going to do anything to change things. It's a lot easier working at the local level and then working your way up. But again, what we need, Stan, is a breakthrough. We need a big state to do what North Dakota did and establish a state bank. And that could not stay hidden. That would at least get some comments. And it would take a while to see the results, but the results would come. And North Dakota doesn't run its state bank to hand out big bonuses or use money to make speculation. The North Dakota Bank uses money to put into the economy of North Dakota to help businesses in the state, to help farmers, to help individuals. Anybody can get a loan from the Bank of North Dakota. And
of course, reasonably,
with a bank that wants to help the people it works with.
Well, I think people have to understand that one reason we have the financial contraction we do today is the banks are not lending money. Why aren't the banks lending money? Well, because 70% of the financial assets of the United States, and I'm talking about the banking assets, are held by six major banks, which are, in my estimation, all part of a cabal that wants this current economic contraction. Why do they want the current economic contraction? Why, very simply, is they want to, of course, create all sorts of problems, not only in America, but specifically in Europe. And, of course, this whole situation with Greece could be solved very easily if the Fed really wanted to. They'd just create the money out of nothing, as they did with the $16 trillion they came up with after 2008 and gave it to corporations and banks throughout the world to get their stability. They could do this with Greece if they wanted to, but they're not going to do it because they want the crisis, because they want to force Europe to unite. A CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, had a press conference yesterday, and the general underlying theme of the Council on Foreign Relations press conference was Europe has got to unite. In other words, they want to do away with the individual states there and create one large country. As they said, one of the speeches was, a house divided cannot stand. What's this all about? They want to certainly circumvent the idea of national sovereignty. Their goal is to bring about a world government. And, of course, they're creating this whole crisis for that very purpose. An awful lot of people are going to lose their homes and their jobs and their life savings and their families, because it's all manipulated by a small group of people, I believe, who have an agenda. And that is, of course, to destroy the sovereignty of nations and unite them under the control of a ruling elite. Parting thoughts, Stephen? We're just about out of time.
Well, Stan, I really appreciate coming on with you. Your comments are right on the mark, and there's no question that the bankers engineered the global economic crisis we're in. They're the problem. They're not the solution.
God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Sam. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mr. Lenman. His very interesting book, we have a very real problem in the world today. We have a small cabal of people whose loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. They control our military. They control our banking system. They control our corporations. They control the leadership of both political parties simply because they purchase their power, their support, and they control the educational system, the great tax-exempt foundations. They control America's foreign and domestic policy, and they're using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government, which is why we have military bases in 800 to 900 nations throughout the world, according to Ron Paul recently. 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. We have troops stationed in 131 nations. We have large numbers of troops still stationed in Germany and Japan and South Korea. All these years after the Second World War ended and the Korean War ended, why? So we can control those countries. When you have troops stationed in a nation, you control the nation. That's what it's really all about. And, of course, we provide the military power. Japan doesn't have to have a big army and navy. Germany doesn't have to have a big army and navy. South Korea doesn't. They can use up all the money that they take in taxes to look after their people. But, of course, we have to have a large army and navy. It costs us about $1 trillion a year. They admit to $750 billion, but it's really about $1 trillion a year. And then we wonder, of course, why we're running these massive deficits and why 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is borrowed money. Well, we've reached the end of the road. The whole financial house of cards coming down. And that's just what they want. They want to create chaos. And they've organized this Occupy Wall Street movement. Pressure from below will justify the imposition of the dictatorship from above. And this is what it's about. Understand, it's all manipulated. The people in the Occupy Wall Street movement don't understand. And behind this are the powerful spiritual forces. If you have access to a computer, listen to the program I did with Constance Cumby last night at 8 o'clock. The interview with Constance Cumby, 8 o'clock last night at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to that, and you should be listening to our programs because we get some fascinating guests many, many times. This whole movement, it's a worldwide movement. It is all coordinated by the worldwide occult movement. And that is the force behind everything going on today, behind the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, behind the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked. The Hope of the Wicked, because these people are truly wicked. You need to get my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Look at the books we offer, the videos, the tape sets. RadioLiberty.com. Well, until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Dan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.